Thanks for having me again this week. I'll be bringing you the Between the Rows from Wiffles Hybrids. It has been a wonderful past week with great weather, a little moisture, and some cooler temps, which is perfect for this time of year. It's pollination season. Corn pollination is in full swing here across the territory and much of the Corn Belt. There is some disease pressure and insect pressure, though. Planes and helicopters are flying, and fungicide is falling. That being said, one thing to remember about corn pollination, it is not just a 1 or 2 day thing. It will stretch out 6, 7, 8 days, maybe even longer on those fields with uneven emergence, which we will be seeing this spring across our area. The silks are good growers, though, and they will continue to grow about 1.5 inches per day until it is pollinated, and then they will stop growth. This is the stage that we are seeing now in our area, the early stages. We get questions about the brown silk, and that typically occurs 2 to 3 weeks after the tassel. So I would say we should be seeing that about the middle of August. Be sure to go to Wiffles.com and the agronomy tab to learn more about the corn pollination. I was also out walking the field this past week, and we are starting to finally see some disease pressure in the field. Some gray leaf spot, and some southern rust just south of us. Most of this has not reached the canopy, is just on the lower third of the plant. I would be out scouting and checking pressures in your fields and deciding whether to spray or not. We have also had the start of tar spot, but very minimal. With more moisture and heat, this can take off very quickly. I would also recommend to be out in your fields scouting and staying in front of this. If you fall behind, it can take 2 applications to stop the growth of tar spot. Also, while out in the territory, I was concerned on the yield, but we received some rain at the critical times to set ear girth, and if we continue to receive rain during this pollination window through VTR1, which is when we set our ear length, we still have some potential for some exciting yields in the majority of our area, weather permitting. I've been out scouting, and there's the early stages of ear girth, still a lot of 16s and 18s around, and we are still seeing the length getting up there into the high 30s. So the yield potential is there with the moisture. I hope you enjoyed this week's Between the Rows, and don't forget to check in on our podcast, Keeping It Independent. And be sure to tune in next week as we continue to watch this crop grow together. This is Paul with Wiffles Hybrids, and God bless.